My heart is racing, my cheeks flushed, I'm pacing my apartment floor. Why the hell am I so nervous? It's not like I don't know you. Granted, we've never met, but I know you. I know so much about you. I know who you are and what you want. I know the way your body will respond to me, even though I've never laid a finger on you. I'm about to, though. I'm about to touch you for the first time. To look into your eyes and see that soul, and let's face it, let's be real. I'm about to fuck your brains out. Damn, okay, one thing at a time. First things first. Let's get past hello. Our affair began months ago. I'll never forget meeting you in that chat room. Your wit, your humor caught my attention right away. After the initial getting to know you conversation, I called you. At first we were just two people looking to get off, but then we started to talk, remember? We actually got to know each other, delved into each other's worlds. Somewhere along the line, I'm not sure when, I started to care about you. Never in a million years did I think that would happen. All the talking and all the phone fucking we've done has led to this. Every other night, hours upon hours, and finally here we are. In the next few minutes, you'll be knocking on my door. I wonder how long before we're fucking. It's obviously been on our minds for a while now. It's gonna have to happen sooner rather than later. Fuck, I'm nervous. I get up from my chair repeatedly and go over to the window looking for your rental car to pull up outside in front of my apartment building. Maybe you got lost on your way from the airport. Maybe your plane got delayed. Hell, maybe you changed your mind at the last minute and aren't even gonna come. Maybe, ding dong, the doorbell. Oh my god, maybe you're here. I slowly make my way over to the front door. I glance down to the mirror for one last look at myself. My long auburn curls perfectly in place, my makeup flawless, my tits front and center on my chest secured tightly in a black silk push-up bra, underneath my black blouse unbuttoned just enough to show off my C-cup-sized breasts. My gray skirt and black fuck-me heels complete the look. I'm ready for you. It's now or never. I take a deep breath in and open the door. It's almost surreal. There you are. Standing right in front of me, just as I'd pictured you 1,000 times. A smile crept across my face. You stare at me expressionless. You're hard enough to read as it is sometimes, but right at this moment it was impossible. I shift my weight nervously from one high-heeled shoe to the other. Our eyes locked, we both just stand there. Me nervously and you calm, cool, and collected as always. Fuck, you irritate me. Do something, say something, anything. This is torturous, and you know it. Finally, after what seemed like hours, you move toward me. I step aside and let you walk into my apartment. As soon as you're inside, I turn and start to close the door and suddenly realize how very close you are to me. You slap your hand on the door and slam it shut. This startles me, which was obviously your intent, and I jump. As the door closes hard and loud behind me, I realize I'm now standing with my back up against it, and you're standing in front of me directly with your hand on the door, about 3 inches to the right of my cheekbone. I keep my eyes cast downward. I can't bear to look into your eyes again. I'd hate for you to see my sheer anxiousness and feel you've won. I'm suddenly very aware of your breathing. It's about the only sound in the room. Your face is less than an inch from me. Your cheek mere centimeters from touching mine as you breathe hard against my ear. Tension cuts through the air like a hot knife through butter. A shiver runs through me, my body obviously responding to you, virtually knowing how this is going to go. I think back to how I've always responded to your voice, how my body has always longed for yours. I've wanted the little things with you, your hand caressing my cheek, your eyes staring into mine as your cock moves in and out of my body, your fingers digging into my hips, your hot breath against my neck. Hot breath. Check. One down, 3 to go. Minutes have passed and we still haven't spoken. Neither of us has uttered a sound. Me out of nervousness, and you out of wanting to keep me submissive like usual. I know what you want, what you need. just as much as you know what I want, what I need. You need to be in control of me. You need my body to respond to yours without a word, without even touching me. And it is, you bastard. You've got me right where you want me. With anyone else, that would piss me off, but with you, feels right, it always has. You're the only man who can handle me, and you know it. Now that does piss me off. You have too much power over me, too much control. Right now, though, I don't care to question it. I just lean back against the door, listen to you breathe, and continue to wait for you to make a move, because I damn sure I'm not gonna make one. Not that I could, even if I tried. Finally, I feel your hand move down my stomach. I close my eyes and feel my heart pounding in my chest. One touch and you've got my body aching already. Fucker, you're enjoying this, I'm sure. You love watching me submit. You love being the only man who can get me to. You love knowing that your very presence makes me this uneasy, this bent out of shape. I moan slightly in my throat as your hand slides downward across my hip. I feel your fingertips dig into me slightly. My breath catches in my throat and I let out a sigh. I cannot believe this is happening. I can't believe you're finally here. I'm noticeably trembling now as your fingertips keep traveling downward. I feel them move down my left thigh past the hem of my skirt. As you move around my inner thigh, I feel your grip. A couple more inches upward and you'll be touching my... Yep, just like that. There it is. Your finger is now gliding along my cunt on the outside of my silk panties. Fuck, you drive me insane. I hear your breath catch in your throat this time as you feel how hot and wet I already am for you. I hear a small moan escape your lips. I smile. Finally, a reaction from you. I know at this point you're dying to touch my wet pussy. You want so badly to slide your fingers inside me and feel how hot and wet I am for you. I also know you won't do it. You won't do that. Not yet, anyhow. You'll drive me to my limits first. You'll make me want to beg for it. You'll probably make me beg for it. Asshole. You start to make slow, wide, rough circles with two of your fingers against the entrance of my cunt. You're grinding my panties up against my wetness. I can feel them get wetter and wetter. My pussy juice flowing rapidly now over your fingers, dripping through the silk. Eventually, you slide your fingers up my slit, palm up, dragging with them my wetness. I quickly soak through the rest of the material all the way up the length of my pussy. I bite my lower lip, my eyes still closed, my head leaning back against the door. It occurs to me, we still haven't spoken. A second later, though, nothing occurs to me. Without warning, you move your hand over the top of my panty line and quickly plunge two fingers down inside my dripping wet cunt. I half moan, half sigh in relief. You start fucking me with your fingers, hard and fast. Your left hand moves down to my ass. You dig your fingertips into my round ass cheek and pull my body forward against you. You mercilessly fuck my cunt with your long, experienced fingers. You pull out of me slowly. I can hear my juicy cunt soaking for you. Just as your fingertips reach the edge of my cunt, you ram them back inside me hard. You leave me there momentarily. I haven't opened my eyes to look at you, but I can feel you smiling. I can sense it. You're enjoying owning my cunt too, aren't you? Dig. If I weren't dying in ecstasy, I'd probably call your smug ass on it too. Teasing you back is not on my agenda at the moment, though. As your hand pulls back and your fingers slam into me again, I lose all train of thought anyhow. You pull out again, but this time you don't slide back inside me. I feel your fingers glide up my slit, pulling my wetness along with them. You settle in right over my clit. You add a third finger and you start to rub circles around the edge slowly. You remembered how I always described doing it over the phone and you're mimicking it. You know just what I need to get off and now you're doing it perfectly. Maybe I take back those names I called you. Maybe. I reach up instinctively and lock my arm over your shoulder to steady myself. I can feel my knees weakening as you grind those three fingers against my clit. Panting now, I lean forward against you. You move your hand up from my ass and wrap it around my waist to help steady me while your other hand moves rougher, moves faster. I dig my fingernails into your shoulder and you tighten your grip on me. You can feel it. You know I'm about to lose it. I'm about to come. I'm about to give you what you want, and you just love it, don't you? Seconds later, my body starts to shake, and I'm on the edge of orgasm. It wells up inside me slowly. I can feel the heat from my cunt practically spreading through my entire body. My breathing quickens. My knees weaken more as though they're about to give out on me. I rock my hips forward into your hand a couple of times. And then explode onto you. My juices flow over your fingers, soaking your hand. I feel as though I can't stop coming. My orgasm lasts several minutes until the last shudder leaves my clit and I lean backward against the door. I feel your hand pull away from me, and I open my eyes just in time to watch your fingers slide past your lips into your mouth. You give a small, satisfactory moan as you taste me. Cocky motherfucker. You think you've won? We'll see about that. I suddenly become determined. I lunge forward and grab you by your shirt, then spin you around quickly and slam you against the door. You laugh as though you think I'm playing with you. I'm not playing. I'm completely serious, as you're about to find out. The smugness you exude makes me that much more determined to conquer you. Granted, I have my hands full, but I have faith in my skills. Besides, even though I've never touched you until now, I know just how to handle you. I know what you need. I drop to my knees right there in my doorway and unbuckle your belt. I unzip your pants and reach inside, pulling out your half-hard cock. I hear you take a deep breath in. That's it. Pay attention, motherfucker. You're about to feel what you've been hearing about all these months. You always lose it when you hear me suck on that vibrator on the phone, but now it'll be your cock in my mouth that you hear. I'd love to watch you try to keep your composure through that. Yeah, doubtful. I wrap my fingers around your shaft and slowly stroke you. I look up and see your mouth slightly open, your breath caught in your throat again. You're leaning back against the door to steady yourself. Perfect. I lean forward and slowly lick upward over the head of your cock. You let out a loud sigh of relief. I think maybe my tongue feels better than you expected. That's it. Don't you dare look away, fucker. Watch me suck your cock. I want you to see just how a perfect blowjob is supposed to go. Don't you fucking dare look away. I flick my tongue out over the tip of your cock, then slide downward over the ridge in the front. With added pressure, I swirl my tongue around the head. Your cock still in my fist, I feel it grow even harder. I lick my way down the length of your shaft, harder still. Oh yeah, you're gonna explode down my throat, I can feel it already. I suck around the base, then lick downward further to your balls. I lick across them and feel them twitch beneath my tongue. I flick my tongue rapidly across you and then suck your balls past my lips. I feel you tense. I think I'm right on track. I roll your balls off my tongue, licking, sucking them deeper into my mouth. I bite down lightly and look up at you. still tense, but a smile creeps across your lips. See, giving up a little control's not so bad now, is it? I pull my head back slowly. I tighten around you, putting pressure on your balls as I do, until they finally fall from my lips. I lick my way up the front of your cock and flick out across the tip again. I let go of your shaft, reach up, and using both hands, I pull your pants and boxers down to your ankles. You're not going anywhere in a hurry. Not that you'd want to, would ya? I move my hands up your legs, my fingernails scraping you until finally I sink my fingernails into your ass and pull you forward. Your cock slowly begins to move past my lips. Your mouth drops open as you watch your cock disappear into my mouth. I take you all the way into the back of my throat. You feel the tip of your cock bottom out on my tonsils and you let out a loud sigh. Better than you thought, huh? I hold you there for a minute, just letting you feel my warm, wet, eager mouth envelop you. I don't move a muscle until finally I clamp down around the base of your cock lightly with my teeth. You take a deep breath in as I pull back, my tongue swirling your shaft, my teeth lightly scraping you, and my lips so tight around you. You want to lose it already, don't you? But you won't. I know better. You want to savor, so you'll wait. I slowly make my way down the head of your cock again, still staring up and watching your eyes dance in ecstasy. I tighten my lips around you hard and just hold you there. You flatten your hands against the door and lean back as you stare down at me, waiting for my next move. I can't help but torture you a little. You'd do the same to me after all, and you know it. My lips are pressing tight against your shaft, and I flatten my tongue out, putting pressure on it from underneath. I ever so slowly start to slide you back into my mouth, torturously slow. You start to rock your hips forward, trying to get me to take more of you, but when you do, I simply pull back and start from the tip of your cock again. You push forward, I pull back. You're smiling, but I can see a little frustration in there as well. You're loving every second of it, nonetheless. I guess I push my luck, though. After a few more times of the push-pull game, you reach down, wrap your hand into my hair, and force my mouth down over your cock, burying yourself in my throat. You moan in desperate relief. With your fingers running through my long red curls, you start to guide me up and down over your cock, forcing me into the rhythm you need. My lips still curled tight around your shaft, my tongue licking all around you. I take you in and out at the desired pace you've set. In and out, licking, sucking. My teeth scraping your shaft slightly every so often. As expected, it doesn't take you long before you need to come. We have, after all, been talking about it for months. You've been listening to me suck on my vibrator, dying to have it be you, haven't you? It's more than you can stand to have your cock finally buried in my throat where you've longed for it to be, isn't it? I feel your grip tighten on my hair. Your hips rock forward faster, harder. I hold my lips tight, my mouth still, and let you fuck my throat. In mere seconds, I can feel your cock twitch beneath my tongue, and I feel your hot cum explode in my mouth. Start to lick your shaft and suck you slowly, drinking all of you in. I swallow all of your cum. Every drop you give me slides down my throat until finally you have nothing left. I slowly pull my mouth off your cock and stand up. I look at you, leaning back against the door, flushed, eyes closed. I can't help but smile, seeing I've met your expectations. I see your eyes slowly open a little and you look over at me. You pull your hand out and I rest my hand in yours. You pull me in tight against you and wrap your arms around my waist. I flatten my other hand against your chest and stare at you, biting my lower lip, not quite sure where to go from here. I know you'll guide me, though. You reach up, take my face in your hands, and kiss me lightly. Then you pull away, look into my eyes, and say with a huge smile, "Hey there, Lorelai." I giggle. "Hiya." I knew we'd eventually get to hello.